Blog Talk Radio.
I think I want to live the
cheek. That's what I'm talking about. Love that. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's going on, Mr. Fleming?
I am good, sir. How are you? Yeah, it is Throwback Thursday, and it's a triple threat on Throwback Thursday. This is the one-third of the Throwback Thursday show. How about that?
Yes. How about that? How about that? And we're just getting started. So we're going to have a good time here, just reminiscing, going back in the day. And man, oh man, I had so much fun traveling around playing chic music in the beginning of my,
of course you did.
As a young, in one of the first bands I was in. And that was in the 70s, and it was so much fun. And just to hear it reminds me of my youth and how innocent we were. Life was just so, like, let's just do whatever we're going to do and have a good time. And so, man, oh, man, I tell you, what a blessing it is. So what's happening, man? What's happening with you?
It's good, man. Just kind of working from home a little bit. I just woke up probably about, woke up about 3-4 hours ago. But had to get up and handle some business before, I go back to work. So I'm just kind of hanging out with you right now.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Lucky you. 3 hours. You got up. Man, shoot. I get up at 6 o'clock every morning. My dogs say, let's go. It is party time. Time to get up and go to the bed. Potty time. And so,
I hope this is temporary because I am tired. So,
yeah, that's right. You're pulling it on, but you're burning the clock on both sides. But anyway, man, I just pray that everything is good for you. And did you enjoy your birthday?
It was, I did. I was just kind of just chilled today. Like I said, I couldn't do anything because I had to work. So. Kind of took the fun out of it, but again, I had a good time. So I just wanted to kind of just spend hanging out with my family and just relaxing. And it was a good thing. And thank you for those kind words that you sent on the show yesterday. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. Well, guys, we are so blessed to have each other. Here it is. This is the day before the weekend starts. And so we just got past hump day. Yesterday was great. I enjoyed the jazz show yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And so we are having a good time here on Solar Records Radio. We are on the road. I left the desert, and now I'm at the beach. And so we'll be at the beach for the rest of the time here. But the desert was, amazingly hot. Palm Springs, that was extremely hot.
Oh, yeah. Palm Springs is a whole different area. It's just all that dry heat out there.
Yes, yes, I know. And I got to hang out with Foster Silvers. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
That's awesome.
It's been kind of crazy. Yeah. And T-Ray was the star over at USC. He was the star running back before O.J. came and took his job. Before O.J. Simpson came, T-Ray was the star. And T-Ray had so many of those championship rings, and he was just showing them to me. They're huge. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post it in the group so you guys can see these rings. They're huge, man. And T-Ray is a big guy. And T-Ray was also my road manager. So he took care of us, Dynasty, as we traveled around the world. He is also Leon Silver's cousin. And so that's how all this comes together. He was, a football star. And then he also was our road manager for Dynasty. And so much love to T-Ray. What's happening, T-Ray? He's the one that went and picked up my platinum record for me that I ordered, and he brought it to me, and I got it at the studio with me and Foster. I was excited to see it, and Foster excited to see everybody. But anyway, man, we would need to get to the music. Do you know anything about Black Ivory?
I love Black Ivory.
You do?
I love those young brothers, man. Yeah, one of my favorite songs is You and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have that mustache. Do you have that mustache?
I do.
But are you in the system?
I am in the system.
Yes. I'm so glad you're in the system. well, if you want to play your version, you know, what you want to play from Black Ivory, please do that. I was going to play We Will Never Come Together.
Oh, so, well, let me take you back to 1972 and give you a classic. This is one of my favorite Black Ivory songs. Of course, this is You and I. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. evidence, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, then we sit again.
Go on and on, and the facts of my mind.
Do you remember
All right, get out of my car. Get into my dreams. My. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Posturing for Solar Records Radio, and we are on the road, and Lord have mercy. I got so many different things happening here right now, and it is wild, live, and unbelievable, and hot down here at the beach, Laguna Beach, California. Beautiful, so many people walking around here. There's gorgeous outside, gorgeous, absolutely. Dogs, everybody has a dog, you hear? I have a couple of them.
Right? Dogs barking. Dog.
Yeah, you keep them. They are, because everyone has dogs, and they're just walking around with their dogs. So, Don, you take over the show, Don. You talk to my dogs are going to go crazy. It's so wild here at the beach, and it's beautiful, though. I'm enjoying it, and I love it, and hopefully my dogs are learning to be good girls. Lord have mercy. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm glad you're getting a chance to just kind of relax and again see the grandkids and see the kids and just, you know, and just reminisce and see, of course, seeing, you know, all of your old, you know, your mates, you know, in the industry and everything. Foster Silvers, that's a great, you know, you got to tell me that story as far as, you know, getting the chance to just reunite with him and hang out with him. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's all good, man. I'm glad you're definitely having fun and whatnot. So you want me to do a takeover, huh?
That's right. Take over the block, my brother. You know how you do it.
Take over the block. It's all good. Well, I tell you what, let me give you a classic from LTD and get you off your feet. Of course, this is from 1978. This is Holding On When Love Is Gone. Keep it locked right here to Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
thinking back in time when loneliness was mine. My life was found without a love to share. But now you turn my life around. You fill me up and I go, I'm really I'm gonna love you by It's just too hard to hide. I can't get on my ears. I'll try to lose myself in song, but the thoughts are much too strong.
It's music from Frankie Beverly and Maze. And before that, from 1983, music from the Manhattans. Crazy, one of my favorite Manhattan up-tempo songs. You know, they had a lot of great slow jams. Of course, we had Gerald Alston on the show a few months back, friend to the show. What a cool guy, man. Wardell got a chance to interview him. I just kind of just sat back and just listened and just enjoyed myself. And, of course, started off the block. Love, Tenderness, and Devotion from 1977, actually early 1978. Of course, they go by LTD. Name of the song is called Holding On When Love's Gone. Of course, that was my block to contribute to Wardell's afternoon drive. Of course, I had to do that for you.
Oh, yeah, we want you to keep doing it. Don't stop the music. Guess who I just finished talking to? I just finished talking to JoJo, your girl JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Shout out to JoJo McDuffie. We got to get her back on, man.
Oh, absolutely. And then, and you know who else I really want to get back on? I really want to get Denise Williams. Denise Williams, man, I so love that interview we did with her. It was such, she's such a sweet lady, and she was really a part of my whole, growing up legacy in terms of old school music and stuff. She came out with that pretty, beautiful, strong voice that was just a blessing and amazing. And on so many great songs and hit songs, and then when she came on to her interview and she was so sweet and so kind, it was like, man, I love people that are humbled like
and
that.
And the cool thing about having her on is, like, while you loved her career and watched her career, she watched you guys at Solar. I love the fact where, it seems kind of foreign to me, but I'm very happy to know, that a lot of artists kind of just, listen to other artists and respect other artists. And it's like, well, dang, Wardell, while I'm doing an interview with Denise Williams, she's technically, interviewing you or doing an interview with us. Like, I'm somebody, but it's just so crazy. I mean, even when we had Hubert Eves on the show, before We Can Go, he was like, I got a question for Wardell. And, you know, kind of just flipped the script like that. And I love that, man. I love the fact that he was able to kind of just, you know, once he knew who you were or understand, you know, your contributions to Solar and what you've done for Solar Records, man, you know, it's just, to me, that respect was equally mutual, you know, from all sides. And that's the beauty of having these interviews because, again, you try to go uniform, you try to be militarily with the uniform and say, well, I'm going to ask this question, and we want to keep it 5 minutes. But it just gets, you know, when it goes off tangent like that, when it goes off tangent like that and you're able to, that's where the, you know, the organic, that grassroots thing come from where it's not phony. And you can tell by the interview. You listen to that interview. You listen to Denise Williams interview. There's something just really beautiful about that, about these interviews, because sometimes the artist that we talk to or we interview turns around and wants to interview you. And again, that goes to your, that's a testament to what you've done. And, you know, and you're very humble about it. And that's great.
Yeah, I'm just grateful that, you know, they come on and people, our listeners get to hear their voices and hear their intimate relationships with them, you know, doing the music and how, you know, they, you know, how they felt about putting these songs out and how they were attached to it and how, you know, they felt about their careers, you know, because when we interview these artists, we actually allow them to tell their stories. And when they tell their stories, from just a young person up to, you know, who they became, it's like, whoa. You know, a lot of that stuff I never heard before. And it's
you
good.
Always,
it's good.
There's always that unexpected, like, turn, you know, when it comes to, you know, again, I say this again, when you talk about trying to be uniform about it. And, you know, when people say, well, these interviews go off the rails, that's the beauty of it going off the rails in a positive way because, again, people find out who you are, find out how big an impact Solar was, you know, to the masses growing up listening to the music, I myself included, you know. And, you know, I'm just a regular cat that grew up, you know, where I grew up. Listening, you know, I'm 48, turned 48 yesterday, you know, growing up being a 74 baby, being a child, but just imagine a teenager or someone that were in their 20s or even in the industry that's your contemporary who was in their 20s at that time and say, look, I did not know Wardell Potts played drums on this. I did not know that Keep On Loving Me, the little intricacies of Keep On Loving Me was this way or this way. You know, people like Glenn Jones, you know, profess his respect for working with you and working with Ricky Freeze and Dana and, you know. So, again, you got to tip your hat to that, brother.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, I tip my head to my Heavenly Father for blessing me with the opportunity, the gifts and the opportunity to actually get out there and to be accepted by the world, by, you know, the people, the listeners and people who had to actually sign us up and get to have that opportunity. So I thank God for making that all possible. And I'm just so happy. And also, not just for me, but all my friends, all the people that you know, that Denise Williams, oh, she's so sweet. You got to call her, Don. You got to get her back on because that lady is so sweet. If you guys missed the interview, we'll
it's archived. Yeah, check the archives, man. It was just amazing to get her on. And the way, you know, Wardell, there's a part where Wardell was like, do that little part when you were singing the shower, you follow your mom doing that little hee-hee-hee-hee, you know. And she do it, and it was just like,
I know.
That was just,
oh my God.
I mean, that's just, to me, she's just adorable when she, you know, when that was done, you know. So I was just, I'm amazed. I listened to these interviews, and I kind of just listened to the playback of the interviews, and I'm just like, man, that's wholesome. You know, it takes, you know, a brother with charisma and the brother that's very humble like you are, Wardell, to just get that out from her. And you know, again, yeah. Is my hats off to you.
Much love, man. I want you to, if you could play something from Denise Williams. I know you have her in your stash.
You know what? I'm have to call an audible because I kind of want to do this block too, brother.
Oh, good, you got it. It's all yours.
Would that be okay?
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here at a restaurant and enjoying. So go ahead. I'm at the beach at a restaurant, man, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So go ahead and do the music so I can enjoy it even more.
Well, you know what? Enjoy your family, enjoy the restaurant, and I guess we're gonna grant your request for some Denise Williams,
yes.
Man. Let me take you back to her
yes.
album, of course. That this is Niecy album from 1976. Of course, this is 'Cause You Love Me, Baby. Classic Denise Williams on Solo Records. Go back Thursday. Keep it locked right here.
Yeah.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. I have to jump in. Of course, the music from the group Guy, their debut album from 1988. That is I Like. And, of course, started off the block at Mr. Wardell Potts Jr.'s request. That is Denise Williams, of course, a friend to the show, had to hook that 'Cause You Love Me, Baby, from 1976 on her Sneezy album. Of course, Wardell, we got some surprise guests. Talk to us.
Nate's on the line from Stone City Band. What's happening, Nate?
Hey, everybody.
Look out now.
Yeah, Nate Hughes from Stone City Band giving you a shout out to Solar Records, man. We hope everybody's staying safe. Blessings to all.
Yes, 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 yes. And Nate, how you been, man? You doing good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. Just trying to stay healthy.
Oh, amen, amen. It is so nice to hear your voice, guys. It's so good. we were just talking with I'm sorry, Don, for doing that to you. You can go back to your. I was just talking to JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So can you just tell us a little bit, did you guys, like, have the Stone City Band and the Mary Jane Girls play all together? Did y'all do all that stuff together?
Yeah, we did all that in the studio. Yeah, we were all in the studio, you know, doing all that material, man. I mean, we also went on a tour, you know, after Rick, he just didn't want to tour anymore, so he put the girls out there, and we got together and went out with them for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. So, you know, with Rick James being gone, when that happened for you guys, was it like, obviously it's sad because you lose a friend, but from a career kind of thing, how was that adjustment for you guys?
Well, when Rick passed, see, we had already had left Rick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you guys were already doing your own thing.
We went on and did our own thing. I mean, we were doing sessions or whatever. I mean, until we, you know, later on we got back together as a band and used various singers, you know. We had a variety of singers, you know. Some were better than others, you know, and the one we have now, he's doing his job.
Oh, there you go. There you go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, much love to you. It's just nice to hear your voice and know that you guys are good and all is well. Much love to your family and the group, man. And thank you so much for, you know, just being who you are, man. We appreciate you very much.
Well, thanks a lot, man. You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Yeah, likewise. And, you know, I follow you, so I'm always chasing your pictures down.
Yeah, I'm always somewhere.
Yeah, always doing anything. Don Fleming, anything on your heart?
Well, I wanted to ask, and this might be a dumb question, but I wanted to ask, did you guys play on, did the Stone City Band play on his Glow album?
Yes, we did. That album, the bass player was different. It was Jerry Livingston. He passed away a few months ago. Oscar was doing his own thing at the time, you know, but... Yeah, Jerry Livingston, bad bass player, man. I mean, he started out in my basement, like with a lot of the other guys, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a bad bass player, but he was a bad trombone player.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Man, I know that
was the reason why I asked because, you know, when I heard about, you know, Stone City Band, of course, when he went and just became Rick James, and you know, a lot of folks said, well, you guys were kind of, you know, left out in the cold, and I didn't want to, you know, not say it that way, but I just wanted to ask if you guys had played on that album. And plus, first of all, that album is great. Did you feel like that album didn't get the promotion that it should have? Because to me, that album was one of his masterpieces. That just, of course, in the late 80s, going into the late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't promoted, man, because at that time, Rick and Motown was feuding.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Okay. See, and that's crazy because you can lose such a great record because of lack of, you know, attention. And,
yeah.
You know, and all that stuff should not have anything to do with, you know, that beautiful creativity that was made for the listeners and stuff. And so it's just unfortunate because the listeners didn't get to know, you know, I honestly thought that was unfair.
Being an 11-year-old kid, I just felt that was unfair because, you know, to me that it should be, I'm not going to like compare it, but I, you know, it should be mentioned in the same breath as street songs. I really believe that.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it just feel, I feel like it just didn't get promoted.
Awesome album, man. I mean, you know, I'll give you some insight on that, man. It's like he used Steve Ferrone on some of the drums, right? Me and Levi was in the studio, and the drums, they just weren't right, man. They just weren't right because it didn't have the feel. And my brother had did the tracks first, and we just put my brother back on them.
Okay. Got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Motown's M.O. is like, you know, splitting up groups, man, you know, trying to make more money. You know, first it was Rick James, Stone City Band. Then it was just Rick James and Stone City Band, you know. Like they did the Supremes when they broke them up, you know, trying to do singles. Did the same with the Temptations, whatever.
Wow.
You know.
Yes.
But, you know, there's so much behind the scene people don't know about. I mean, they know we were with Rick from 79 to 85, and 88 we got with New Edition.
New Edition, all right.
Yeah, Heartbreak Tour.
Okay.
And then, 89 to 95, we did Bobby Brown's Two World Tours, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are getting busy.
We tried to stay in the loop.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And doing sessions on the side, you know. I do a lot of sessions in Canada.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I just was with a couple of entrepreneurs from Canada.
Yeah.
They were at the same resort as I was for the last week and stuff, and they, they're from Vancouver. Do you all go from Vancouver?
Yeah. Montreal, Quebec.
Okay. Awesome. Well, man, we're so grateful that you came on, man, and thank you so much for, you know, your contribution to the music industry, music business, and blessing all of us with some great music. We're just so grateful. You know, for all you do, man. Even taking this time out just to say hello to us, that's really nice of you. So,
thanks a lot, man. So see you soon, day love.
Man, it's been an honor.
Yes, sir. hey, with that being said, man, if I can get to it, I'm out at a restaurant, and so this thing is not working properly. John, you want to play something else? I was trying to play. I was trying to play the Stone City funky reggae song, but it's just spinning.
I'm gonna hook that up, but I wanted to ask him about just the song Moonchild. To me, Glow, Moonchild. It was one of some of those great albums. I'm still on that Glow album. I'm a little mad it didn't get promoted. I'm still a little ticked off about that. It gets promoted like it should have. But can you talk about the making of Moonchild on that album?
Well, Moonchild, it was about a certain young lady that really took care of Rick's business behind the scene, took care of his house when he wasn't around and whatnot, and it was just a dedication there.
Okay, great. Well, man, thank you for blessing the phone lines and hanging out with us and everything. Wardell, go ahead, final thoughts.
I can't do anything. It's up to you, brother. So, I can't. My whole desktop is just spinning over here.
Well, I got you. I got you covered, guys. Right. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play from the Glow album from 1985. Name of the song is called Moonchild. You guys keep it locked right here.
All right.
Oh, Sergey, slump in the trunk. S.A. really got a punk in the bunk. The type to get you right. Gotta take flight when they banging it, alright? Stone City, Parliament, the Gap Band, Lakeside, S.O.S., Dev Band, Boozilla, a little J Dilla, a lot of Gangstar and a little Master Killer, EPMD, TCQ, a little Zap Ram, make your boy fucking move. Listen, if it ain't got that flair, I really don't care when they bang it on the air. Atomic Dog, tickle it a little bit, snap, shot, wiggle it a little bit. Back, back, you know we gotta slap, clunk it on the one with a little green rap.
Brought us this far.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday. That was music from Blackstreet and SWV. Tonight's the Night, the remix. Before that, give me a little Stone City Band. Of course, we had Wardell. Man, you hooked it up with a little impromptu guest. I love that. I love that. Of course, started off the block, Rick James, Moonchild.
Yes. Well, you never know who's going to call in Solar Records Radio. We get those surprises.
Beautiful.
And
I love that.
It's always nice. I mean, that's a lot of history right there. That brother has played on a lot of records. And just so nice to, that he called in and stuff. And just reaching out and also trying to do some stuff with Dynasty, Stone City Band and Dynasty, doing some gigs together. So that's pretty nice. I like it.
Well, hey, we'll take see. It over. You got your computer rebooted, so there's no excuses, brother.
Well, let me see. Oh, Lord, stop it, dog. So anyway.
Dog got something to say.
Because he sees this beautiful lab that just walked up next to me. It's a beautiful lab.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's summer, too.
Yeah. They get jealous. They get jealous around here, man. So, anyway. All right, so don't forget tomorrow. We celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. So we look forward to that. And, on that situation, it's always something special going on there for me because I get to talk about my history as well as any of the brothers and sisters that may call in and share their story. So tune in and hang out with us because you just never know
Can I jump in?
Yes, you can.
I gotta say something. Going back to the uniform part of the interviews, man. Again, I was just so excited to have your guests call in, and then the fact that you're like, oh, I talked to JoJo and things like that. So yeah, I try to keep it. You still have that training as a as an understudy and going to school for this when it comes to interviews and things.
Yeah.
And you say, I want to keep it 5 minutes. I know they have, they didn't have to do it. 5 minutes a song, 5 minutes, and then we close. And again, it just seems like I'm just a nice guy because, people are comfortable talking to me and people are comfortable talking to you. And it's just so organic. Again, there's that word again, that organic presence that you have when you engage with these artists, because again, you've been through it just like they have, and you guys have that commonality, and it doesn't become a quote unquote interview. It becomes a conversation, and that's what I like about being able to have these artists and hang out and talk to them. When you try to be military about it, and then it just goes left field, but it goes left field in a good way. And again, I cannot stress that enough. And how, and the crazy part of it is I don't try to anticipate it going off the rails every time or going to that point where it becomes real. Well, not saying that what I do, in an interview, I just want to kind of keep it cordial and things like that. But again, man, I'm always smitten. The word smitten. I'm always smitten and struck by your reality and their commonalities when they come together. It has this synergy when you guys come together, and it's a beautiful thing, man. I just wanted to say that. We got about another 29 minutes left of the show, and I'm running my mouth. Wardell, I didn't mean to take over and talk, talk your head off, but I just wanted to go ahead and add the 2 cents.
Yeah, those 2 cents really add up to a lot, and they mean a lot to me.
It adds a lot.
Very much. Yeah. So every penny counts. And so we got 2 cents from you, so we really rolling here. So, hey, I just
want
to shout out to our, let's give a shout out to our friends overseas that tune in every day overseas. Much love to you guys. We appreciate y'all very, very much. We don't take you for granted. It's not out of sight, out of mind for us, because we think about you guys all the time, and you guys do a lot for us, and we appreciate you very, very much. So much love to Greg and that lady's hair that you did. Whoa, she's looking, whoa, amazing, Greg. Also want to give a shout-out to Julianne over there on the East Coast. What's up, Julianne? Much love, sweetheart. God bless you. And, stay cool, because it's hot. And Astrid's getting ready to hit the road, so go do your thing. I want to give a shout-out to Don. What's up, Don? Much love, girl. And, just so many amazing people. Tiffany, God bless you, girl. You are just so special and so sweet. And to Daryl Williams, thank you for blessing us and tuning in all the time and chiming in. We appreciate you, and I appreciate all the messages you guys send through Messenger as well. It is such a blessing for us to know that we make a difference, and that is really a blessing. That keeps us going and stuff. But we're going to do everything we can to take this company to the next level, as Don Fleming pushes very hard on a daily basis to make that happen. So guys, just keep on loving us, keep on blessing us, and thank you so much for your love, and we appreciate you very, very much. So now I'm going to try and see if I got my switchboard working over here. And, guys, so how much more time we got left, Don? We got about another 20 minutes, 27 minutes left in the show?
Oh, yeah, we got about another 27 minutes left of the show. Let me add this. I want to, again, all of those who donated to the show, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Yes, thank you.
I want to go ahead and remind you, you can go to wardellpottsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com. And also we have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. And again, thank you so much for your contributions and donations, and also going to the store and getting some good gear.
There you go. Amen. Go ahead on to, just go into the shop and start shopping. We appreciate you very much. All right, guys. So I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you to tomorrow, give you a little advance about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, little solar TVs.
Yeah. So, yeah, this happens to be a song I wrote, so I really hope this thing works this time. So here we go, it's all I reckon. Babyface, I had a good time hanging out with him at the award show we had a couple of years ago. Just hanging out with him, that was very nice. And then the song, I love doing this song for the Whispers. We did this song for them. Dynasty did It's a Love Thing for the Whispers. And man, oh man, that was when I was like, man, we need to keep some of these songs for ourselves. We giving all the hits to everybody else. So
I know that's right.
But anyway, so guys, you know, you never know who's going to call in. And I told you, it's always a blessing. We just had a Stone City band on a second ago, just calling to say hey to everybody. And now, who else do we have on the line, Don Fleming?
You know what? I'm going to let her introduce herself because she didn't call me. I'm upset. No, I'm not. I'm so glad to have her on, hanging out. Of course, the lovely Miss JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls hanging out. It's my buddy. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
There you go.
All right.
You said you didn't call
Girl, that's my mom's line.
I know.
Blessed and highly favored. I love it.
Blessed and highly favored.
I'm going to tell you, I talked to JoJo the other night. And JoJo, I have to tell you, I wanted to call you and tell you. But after I got off the phone with you, I realized how much of a blessing it was talking to you. It was so beautiful. Oh. My spirit was so happy. It just felt so good. Because God told me to call you. He told me to call you. He said, you need to call JoJo.
And you know you
got to
be obedient now.
That's right.
You know,
I follow your
obedient.
That's right. Better.
There you
better
go.
It's a pleasure to talk to the two of you today too. Oh my goodness, it's been a while. It's been a minute. Hello to your listening audience. Oh my goodness, it's like, no, this is totally unscripted.
And JoJo, I got to tell you, those are the best times because they get to hear the real JoJo, the real Don Fleming, and the real Wardell Potts just having a conversation. So it's a blessing.
Exactly.
That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the scripted stuff. They can hear that on they can go to YouTube and listen for that. But this is just live radio where we're just having a live time together. So I just want to say, like I said, it was a blessing talking to you the other day. JoJo's still out there doing her thing. And I was just so impressed with who she is as a woman, you know. And we both have been through a lot, and how the industry can really mess you up and so twist and everything. But the fact that, you know, that she's still so humble and so beautiful and so talented, she still has what God gave her from the very, very beginning, and she's still blessing us with it. And I just want to say thank you, JoJo, for not letting the world destroy who God made. Thank you so much for being
here.
Well,
listen, no, you thank him because the glory belongs to him. And he didn't allow that to destroy me. He protected me.
Amen.
And even though I learned
from it, that's right.
You know, as you know, we learn from adversity. We learn our best lessons in life from adversity. So I'm actually grateful for that lesson.
Yes.
You know, it's a blessing.
I want to tell you, JoJo, I have plenty of gratitude to give. And so I want to thank you, and I want to thank our Heavenly Father. Because if you did not listen, if you did not apply what the Spirit was telling you, then he would not have been able to do what he wanted to do for you, right? So I have to say thank you to you. So I got plenty of gratitude to pass around, my sister.
Yes,
so
sir.
Thank you, thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Thank
and
you.
I am and same here. Grateful.
Hey, Don,
it's like it's the word.
Yes.
Yes,
grateful
indeed.
The word.
Yes,
I am so grateful that. I mean, that I went through a lot. I read your story. I read your story again today that you posted, because I read what you posted before, and I read it again today. And it's the most amazing, amazing thing. Solar Records have done some of my favorite music, you know, with the Whispers and Dynasty, and, you know, and just, it's just, like I said, I'm speechless to even be able to talk to y'all.
Oh, okay.
They watching you.
Oh no!
That's right. Well,
but
we're brothers before I had my own.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's okay.
Go ahead, just
we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and so we are on it. And it's a blessing how we bless each other, right? And so thank you for what you said. Thank you for saying that, because
we are blessed to be a blessing. Oh, you're so welcome. We are blessed to be a blessing. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bless each other with everything that we know and everything that we have. We are supposed to bless.
Absolutely.
And even with us blessing each other, we have blessed other people through our music. And I think that that's the most fascinating thing. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
So.
Listen,
I love
JJ. I gotta tell you, I love this woman. She is such a good, you know, Des. You know, I know. God has really blessed me to kind of know people, and I can sense this beauty inside this woman is so good, and it's like it's so fresh. And it's so beautiful. I tell you, when I thought about her,
she's amazing.
My eyes were wet.
She's amazing.
Wet.
You know why? She laughs at my jokes. She's amazing because she laughs at my jokes.
Yeah.
No, it's like, yeah, that's you know, part too, but the amazing doesn't come from me. The amazing comes from the Creator. I mean, I can't take credit for anything. I can't take credit for anything. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful that he chose me to be a vessel at this point.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And Don, I just want you to know that she told me that those are courtesy laughs. She just wants you to be blessed in the storm.
I'm here.
We just met
with
so you.
Me. Hey, JoJo, laugh.
But you know what? No, John, we don't mean that. We just messing with you a little bit. His brother said, I can tell.
He upset.
Hey, JoJo, can you do Don a favor? Just a little favor.
What?
Just a little bit, JoJo. Just one or two lines. It was his birthday yesterday. Can you sing happy birthday to him?
That is right. I saw that. I think I posted on there, and my phone kept going in. I mean, my Wi-Fi kept going in and out, and I was trying to post this thing, doing that for 2 days. I'm so mad right now. But, yes. What he need? What,
okay.
You need happy birthday? Or you want me to sing Candyman?
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes left. We do something? No, I'm just glad that you guys should show me love and wish me a happy birthday. I'm gonna let off the hook now. So you don't have to do all that singing for me. You know, I will. But no, seriously, thank you so much for the wishes.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Oh, ain't no shame in her game. Hey, Don, ain't no shame in mine either. What's it? Happy birthday to. Do you want me to?
Oh, no. Thank you, whatever. You do. No. No, you don't.
Jody, just a little bit. Can we just. JoJo, just a little bit. I just want to hear
happy birthday?
Yeah, just
happy
a
birthday.
Little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear God. Happy birthday to you.
I just levitated.
He levitated. He's 48 years old, JoJo. 48 years up in the air.
Oh, man.
That's so crazy. He's a big baby. He's just a baby, but we love that big baby. Well, anyway, Don and JoJo, thank both of you guys so much for, you know, coming on and blessing the show, JoJo. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And we appreciate
you. Hey, thank you for having me. This was so fun. It was a blessing and just grateful to you guys for, like I said, for thinking about me. I'm so glad.
Yes, that was good. That was awesome. Always thinking about you. always. And we had
that was the Warren Voice version.
Hey, I loved all the versions that you got for me. I loved all of them. I'm just going to say it.
Like I said, all of them.
Don't even say Mom warmed up. I love it. Thank you so much, man. Like I brother levitated. I just levitated. Oh, you know what? We got 2 minutes. We got two minutes left to the show. Again, thank you so much. I'm on cloud nine.
Okay, thank you.
I gotta close out one of my favorites.
Hold it.
The bathtub. You know, it's the one with the woman in the bathtub. You know who she is? You know, she's the lady that was in the bathtub in the In My House video, Wardell.
That was my other life. Don't be telling people that.
Go ahead.
Please, I am not shutting you for that. Oh, no.
Somebody posted it about a week ago, and I'm going, oh, my goodness. Anyway, we have to tell you a story about when like my granddaughter saw that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You got to come back and tell us that for real.
I will. Okay.
Well, guys, thank you so much. You know what? We're going to go ahead and close. You got to hear it in the background, so. You hear it in the background. Wardell, any final thoughts, man? Let's get up out of here.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Nate from Stone City Band for calling in also. Much love to everybody. Thanks, Greg. Thanks all you guys, all the listeners that bless us every day. We appreciate you. Good night and God bless you guys.
God bless.
See you guys tonight.
Bye, JoJo. Bye, JoJo. Bye, Don.
Bye. Love you guys.
Have a good one, guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.